Bowman Carter History. 3 decades after the founding of Cornell College, founder George Bowman felt the college was lacking in having a boarding hall built specifically for women. In 1884, Bowman urged the Board of Trustees to build such a hall, offering to cover a fourth of the cost of the building himself. Construction on the hall began in 1885, and by November 10th, the first 100 female residents moved into Bowman Hall. Bowman Hall was the first residence hall for women built west of the Mississippi. It was also one of the most luxurious and advanced buildings for female undergraduates at the time. Unlike other boarding halls, Bowman Hall boasted a bathroom with hot and cold water on each floor, as well as steam heating throughout the building, and furnished rooms. A telephone was installed in 1902. Bowman Hall also had a dining hall capable of seating up to 200, which served as the primary dining space on campus until the construction of Pfeiffer Hall, when the dormitory space in Bowman doubled to serve half the student body. When the Commons was constructed in 1966, Bowman's dining hall ceased to function. From its founding in 1885 until 1912, Bowman Hall was run by a matron, also referred to as the preceptress, who enforced the house rules. One such rule from 1908 to 1912 mentions a lights-out time of 10 p.m. and the locking in of the ladies at 9 p.m. unless there was a later event. A system of house mothers was later introduced. In 1917, Cornell faculty allowed the residents of Bowman to form the Bowman Hall Senate, the first self-governing student body created at Cornell. This autonomy was extended in 1970, when the use of house mothers was discontinued and responsibility for the daily governing of Bowman Hall was entrusted to the Bowman Hall Senate. However, in 1982, the Office of Student Affairs made a statement that they would be taking over the resident assistant selection for all the buildings, including Bowman. Most of the women living in Bowman objected, and the Office of Student Affairs and Bowman reached a compromise. Women applying to be RAs in Bowman would be interviewed by Office of Student Affairs staff, who would then present a list of qualified candidates to Bowman residents, who could elect their RAs from that list. The only point in history that men were permitted to reside in the hall was from January 1943 to December 1944, when Bowman played host to the cadets of the Naval Flight Preparatory School. The women living in Bowman at the time were transferred to other buildings on campus until 1945, when the men were transferred to Myrna. In 1996, the building would be renamed Bowman Carter Hall, after generous donations for its renovation by the Carter family. These renovations, made possible by two $500,000 contributions from Marie and Archie Carter, class of 1933, and an anonymous donor in the Carter's name, gave a general facelift to the building and ensured the continuation of the building's use as a woman's only hall.